Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Here we go. Things are about to get good starting right now. Let's be honest. Last 2 hours, we were phoning it in.
Thank God it's Friday!
Now we're here.
And now we are here. Our absolute favorite. Anyone can say one of our favorites. And that doesn't mean anything. When people say, oh, it's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, man, I'm always one of something.
Right, they can use that a million times. Our absolute favorite guest, friend, companion is joining us this hour on the show. And his name is John Grogan. He is the lie detector guy, and he is the best. Also, randomly, Brad Williams will be here.
Yeah. Unrelated.
He's one of our favorites.
He's one of.
Hey, Chewy, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
What's up, guys? We did.
Sweet dips. Welcome to the weekend.
I was hoping to get a request on the Bang Bus.
Absolutely. The Banger Bus.
Something old school, maybe some Pennywise Broham or some Social Distortion.
All right, we're adding it to the list. The Banger Bus does not officially start. I know we said around 8 o'clock. I think it'll officially kick off this hour. So get ready to get your requests in. This one was selected by Miles, the DJ, because it's Linkin Park. But don't worry. The Banger Bus will be starting in moments. And then the weekend can officially begin. And we've got all your requests. We're keeping track of them. We'll start getting them on the air. 800-520-1067 to join us. Lots to get into. What an exciting hour we have planned for you on K-Rock to get you into the three-day weekend. And less than an hour to go till we give you some MyCam or Blink tickets. The choice will be yours. It's all coming up. Hey, in the studio now. There he is. It's our good friend, Brad Williams.
What's up, Brad Williams.
How are you, bud?
Good morning.
Welcome back to K-Rock. You hear your buddy Kevin Ryder's back here now? Did you hear the news?
Wait, they're hiring everybody back?
Everyone's coming back, dude.
Oh, my God. I have a chance.
Get ready. Poor man starts on overnights tonight, I believe.
All right. I mean, I guess I still have a chance to be a DJ on this network now.
You could.
Okay.
Still be here, but now you're too successful as a comedian.
I don't know. I applied at one point.
To K-Rock?
Yeah, and then I was turned down.
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, that's when, what was that, when it was Kevin and Bean still, and
then Bean
went missing or whatever?
Yeah,
you officially applied to work here?
Yeah, I had an interview and everything.
Come on, seriously?
Must have tanked the interview.
Did you have an interview with Kevin Weatherly?
Not Weatherly. This is very inside baseball, but it's one of the higher-ups here.
Really?
So,
A full interview?
Yeah.
Was this recently? Because maybe they're trying to replace us, Ali.
Oh, yeah.
When did this happen?
Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this.
Okay. All right, well, Brad Williams will be your new morning show host.
Me and Andrew Santino. Yeah. Ginger and the Dwarf mornings on K-Rock.
It's funny because when we all worked together in the Bay Area, and you decided that you were going to give up comedy because it was taxing and you hadn't gone very far in your career, and you had said that you just didn't think you had it in you, and you said you wanted a nice, steady, job like radio.
Yep.
You, me, and Allie joined forces. We started, and then about, I think it was day number two of that job, you said, man, these hours are terrible.
Yeah. Well, you said, why aren't we going home yet?
I got to go home.
Before 11.
Yeah. Well, the show is done. It's been done for an hour. I go home now. No, we plan until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we got to plan until the sun goes down. Yeah.
You think about then, Brad, if you had gotten that job that you applied for, how different your life would be.
Yeah. I'd have to be starting an OnlyFans at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, that would probably do really well.
You would crush it.
I mean, dwarf feet on OnlyFans, that might be a fetish.
Would be.
All right.
Would be.
And Klein would be your best subscriber.
Just hearing you say that, I feel like I felt movement down there, which is weird.
Hit me up in my mentions. Dwarf feet.
Brad is going to be here. We'll tell you some of the many things he's got to promote, but he has to earn the plugs today on the show, even though we're good friends and we would probably promote him anyway. He's going to earn them. He was unaware. He claims he was unaware he was coming in here to get on the lie detector machine.
Correct.
But I did text you that like last week. When can you come in and get on the lie detector machine? And you wrote back next Friday.
Yes.
Today.
And then I checked my text. I was like, oh, wow, Klein did tell me.
Had you known that we had a lie detector test planned for you, would you have agreed to come in or not?
Of course not.
Okay. That's what I thought. Well, it'll
then
be
it
fun.
All happened the way it was supposed to.
I mean, some of these questions, I'm not going to give them away yet, but we'll get to this when the lie detector is hooked up in a few moments. But some of them involve things like, have you ever stolen jokes?
Ooh.
Do you actually think Adam Ray, his Dr. Phil character, is funny? we'll get into all of this, and the truth will be told once and for all, and we'll find out why you officially decided to desert Allie and I and leave us just to talk to each other.
I love it.
So you will agree to answer these questions.
Say it to your face.
All right, that'll be coming up. Let's talk NFL action. You were at the draft this year.
I was. The Denver Broncos, I'm a fan of the team, and they are very kind, and they flew me out to Green Bay.
Whoa,
and,
nice.
They paid for your ticket out there?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Broncos paid to have you out there.
Yeah.
First class?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was, let's be honest. Me in a coach seat is still pretty first class.
Yeah.
Brad room.
Brad thought it was first class, but he was with the luggage.
Coach seat is still a duplex.
You had great seats, and I saw you. Mm-hmm. You got to speak directly to Roger Goodell, commissioner of the league.
I did.
And you asked him a question about dwarfs in football.
I did.
I was blown away.
What did you
away.
Ask?
It was
and
wild.
What did he say?
So I said, hey, they're talking about banning the tush push this year. Speaking of controversial plays, Mike Leach, the recently passed away college football coach, famed college football coach, he once wanted to do a play where you put a dwarf in the backfield and then just throw him over the offensive line for short yardage situations. Any chance that this actually makes it to the NFL?
It was wild. Like, I couldn't believe, as Brad's setting up this question, I'm watching Commissioner Goodell's face, and this guy's doesn't really have a good sense of humor, right, about most things. And you asked the question. Room went bananas.
Yeah.
You're the only guy that could have asked that question in the world. And he gave a legitimate answer, right?
Yeah, he said, I'm hired. So apparently I'm now on the Denver Broncos.
Congratulations, Brad.
There was a full-size guy who was like, oh, man, he took my question.
Yeah.
Oh, what a jerk.
Can't believe it. So that was fascinating. And the tush push has been the big story of the week.
It has. So, you know, usually during NFL season when we have Sunday football, I usually compile all of the gayest sports highlights that I can find, and we do gayest sports highlights of the week every Monday. Now,
you know, Allie's the whole thing. She hasn't changed her a little bit. Let's turn everything gay, you know?
Oh, wait, Allie's gay?
Yeah, Allie's gay.
Still gay.
Wow. Still.
Gay.
Still.
Gayer. She got two new cats this week. She's as gay as ever.
You didn't take the vaccine?
God, I wish. It's not covered. But I did find a lot of tush push audio over the week. So here is your very special edition of the tush push gayest sports highlights of the week.
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
Breaking news into First Take. The tush push isn't going anywhere.
Breaking news. The tush push lives.
A pretty big surprise. The tush push has not been banned.
The NFL voted this morning to keep the so-called tush push legal.
They're going to do the brotherly shove.
The tush push.
The tush push.
The tush push.
For the tush push.
Team tweeting this photo moments after the announcement with the message, push on.
I'll come out of retirement today if you tell me all I got to do is run 80 tush pushes.
I don't like it, but I don't mind.
It was certainly an attempt to get rid of the double pushing of Jalen Hurts' ass.
The tush push
survives.
These have been the gayest sports highlights from this week.
Why don't you find a way?
I don't like the Tush Push. Not a fan. We're going to rename the Tush Push. There's too much DEI for me. Yeah. We'll rename it the Masculine Shove. Masculine Shove.
That's nice.
That's what we're calling it.
That's very woke of you, Mr. President. Brad Williams is with us, and in a moment we return, and you will be strapped into the lie detector test. But the good news is every question you answer, you'll be able to plug one of your dates or one of your new products. You've got a product that is officially available now.
Yes.
Don't say it yet. You'll have to earn it, but I think people are going to really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something that we did earlier on the show, too.
And we'll find out, Allie. We will find out if Brad thinks that his little person material is getting a little old.
That is a question that we added.
We will find out.
Tell you that right now.
We will find out some other very important questions about Brad, including. Well, I can't say. I'm going to save these for John.
Love it.
Lie detector.
John's
got to
get in here.
Administer. We're going to set it up. If you're not watching us on YouTube now, you should be. We're live there as well. And then we're going to kick off the banger bus. So get ready for a fun hour of radio, which all starts next.
K-Rock Lister.
There's your indication that the banger bus has officially begun on K-Rock. All bangers from here on out through the rest of the show. If you've got requests you must hear on K-Rock, you can get them to us at 800-520-1067 or on the Instagram at Klein Alley Show. Holiday weekend means banger bus time. You're a pink pony girl.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Hey, I'm a kid.
All right, the banger bus is underway.
Sick.
Brad Williams is in the studio right now, and he's all strapped in. He just informed us off the air that he has never agreed to participate in a lie detector test ever before.
I just want my lawyer to hear that.
Should I call your wife, or would you like to call your wife?
No, because she's already on her way over.
Oh, okay.
As soon as she heard Brad's hooked up to a lie detector machine, she left the kid, left the dogs, and she's on her way over here right now.
And she could kick your ass in 5 seconds flat.
Darn right.
Just so you know, because you've never met John before, this is John Grogan. This guy is at Lie Detector Guys on Instagram. He will go to your house if you think there's if affairs happening. He will go ahead and get to the bottom of that. He claims that, by the way, certifiedpolygraph.com. He doesn't need to earn his plugs. We give them to him for free. But, John, thanks for being back here. Mr. Energy.
If
you could just talk into the microphone.
The charisma is oozing off of John.
Can you get in the microphone so people know you're here and just say something?
John's playing it cool because he knows that I have a crush on him. Right, John?
True.
That's a fact right there. John, are you boned up a little bit or...?
Yeah, no, he's not.
Okay.
You can see all these on the YouTube live stream.
Yeah, I recommend you check us out on YouTube now because John's not going to say a lot of words.
Tons of radio experience with this guy.
This guy's crushing.
Awesome.
He slays. All right, Brad, so here's what's going to happen. We have 10 questions here about things we've always wanted to know from you. And these are going to get personal, but also these are going to be about the previously working relationship we once had.
Yes.
And why that ended, because we never really got answers. And every time you agree to answer a question, you will get to plug one of your upcoming shows or products.
Love it.
Or whatever other podcast or I don't even know what you're into these days. You're very popular.
Yes.
But keep in mind, if you refuse to answer a question, then John will stare at you with that crazy dead eye stare.
That's the worst thing about it.
I know. It is intimidating.
But I think that's why he makes it he's such a good lie detector guy, because just his presence can make you a little nervous or bring your baseline to like, well, I better not lie because this guy will definitely catch me.
John, to me, is like when you walk past the drug sniffing dog at the airport and you don't have any drugs, but you're like, I'm pretty sure I have drugs.
Yeah.
The way that dog's looking at me, I'm pretty sure I have drugs.
Why is he sniffing like that? It's going to bark. I've done drugs before. It's going to pick up on it. So any lie you've even thought about telling, John will tell you. John, what percentage accurate is this test?
Almost
100. Almost 100% accurate.
Almost 100. All right.
So get ready for this.
Wonderful.
Allie, whenever you're ready, we can officially kick off the intro for some Lie Day Friday. So here we go. It's an official Lie Day Friday with Brad Williams, and it starts right now.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Why is it lie after lie after lie?
The only thing I know for sure is you're a goddamn liar.
It's a lie.
You're a parasite of lies, and I am your worst enemy.
Lie Day Friday. Lie Day Friday.
Brad is on the machine. John, do you need to ask a tester question, or you want me to do that from my end?
We'll have you do that.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get... There we go. Here we go. Brad, you claim that you do not like St. Paddy's Day.
Correct.
Is that true, or do you just do that for comedy?
Oh, I just do that for comedy.
You have no
Actually,
problem.
Actually, it's fine. It's totally fine.
It's a fine
We're going to break down all of Brad's jokes from every single one of his specials.
You're going to find out exactly.
Brad stands really for happen? Nothing.
Did you really yell Hadouken at a guy that cut off your mom in traffic?
Wait, sir, this is a serious question. Brad, what is your current height?
4'4", 52 inches.
Okay. John, is it calibrated?
Calibrated.
Okay.
That's fast.
There we go. Calibrates quickly.
That's terrifying.
All right, John. Brad, I'm going to ask you these questions, and then John's going to keep track of your answers, then we'll go through and see which ones you told the truth about. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
All right, question one. Brad Williams, do you ever take advantage of your height in times when you shouldn't, but you do anyway?
Yes.
Do you have an example of that?
I have a handicapped parking placard.
And you don't really need it.
No. Okay. Look at me. I can
walk.
The government says I'm handicapped, but I'm not really handicapped. Question two.
And you get to best seating at every concert.
1,000%.
No?
Oh, my God.
I just saw Brad. He was at the Disturbed show, I think, recently.
I was.
And
great show.
He had better seats than the band.
Yeah.
He was
They're
close,
like, whoa, sorry, man. Go ahead.
Closer than David Draven. Funny, Brad writes, I am down with the sickness. My sickness is dwarfism. So funny. All right, question two. John Grogan's here. You can see this all happening live on YouTube right now. K-Rex YouTube. Brad Williams in the hot seat, strapped in. He's got the probes all over his body.
I do.
Brad, have you ever stolen a joke? Knowingly stolen a joke?
Yes.
Whoa.
In my third time on stage, there's a wonderful comedian. He's still doing it. His name is Johnny Sanchez, and he had a great Comedy Central Presents, and it was my third time on stage. So I was like, yeah, I could do that. That sounds really great. And I did. I later told Johnny about it once I had stopped doing the joke.
Right.
And we had a good laugh. I think he laughed uncomfortably. I think he was like, you what?
Yeah, that doesn't go well.
But that still happens frequently, doesn't it? Not for you, but like comedy world.
But in the comedy community, yeah, it's still like, it's weird. You could always tell what comedian is really breaking by what the younger comedians are imitating. So like, there was a time when every young comedian was like Dane Cook, and there's a time when everyone was like Anthony Jeselnik, and now everyone's trying to be Rogan. So it's really interesting seeing how that like personality bleeds into
everyone's
it.
Man, everyone's trying to be Rogan.
Everyone's trying.
What a
lot of people,
time.
A lot of people
alive.
Are trying to riff like Rife. That's
They're
the
like,
big
I
one.
I
want to
have boob sweat like Joe Rogan.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question three, Brad. You used to work with Ali and I, and then you quit.
Yes.
Did you leave our radio show together for your own comedy career or because you found Allie to be an unfunny lesbo?
Hey.
Definitely for my own comedy career. That's why I left. I knew that radio it's fun, but it wasn't the thing for me. So that's absolutely why I left.
John's taking notes on that one. I don't think that's the truth.
She can't be because Allie's funny.
clearly not. Do you, Brad, you've got a hot sauce out. I'll let you plug it now because you've answered three of these right already.
Yes.
It's called Death by Dwarf.
Yes.
Comes in five flavors.
Yes. My favorite is the mango ginger habanero. Mm. I like it. But if you like something a little spicier, ghost pepper. We do have that. Get the hot sauce, bradwilliamscomedy.com. Yes, my people aren't just making cookies and chocolates. Now we ventured into hot sauces.
Cool.
So question four, do you actually like your hot sauce or is this just a cash grab?
I do like it. Mango ginger habanero is my favorite. Pineapple habanero is solid. I don't like the really spicy ones like the ghost pepper. I'm not that. That's not my thing.
So it's not just a cash grab.
It's not just a cash grab, no.
Johnny is monitoring you. Brad is hooked up to the lie detector test. It's Lie Day Friday at K-Rock. Brad Williams is in here. You'll find out where you can see him live, but only if he answers this next question. Have you ever talked S about us, Klein Alley Show, to any other morning shows?
Yes.
What? You douche.
Unbelievable.
Come on.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
So they're like, those guys suck, don't they? Bob, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bob and Tom got all the stories.
Oh,
they got all the stories about you guys.
Man.
Speaking of radio, this is going to be a tough one, and I think this is going to potentially ruin our friendship.
Oh, boy.
Which Kevin is your favorite Kevin currently working at K-Rock?
Currently working at K-Rock? Well, Klein, obviously. Yeah, you're my favorite Kevin.
But you know Kevin Ryder is back at K-Rock now.
Oh, he's back at K-Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, Klein. Yeah.
Really?
Klein is my favorite.
I don't even need the lie detector test. Like, it seems lying. Like, it's unbelievable the
as
way he's saying
as he looks to
that.
Every other part of the room.
Because you have known me longer.
Yes.
Than Kevin Ryder.
Yeah. I went to Brazil with Kevin Ryder. That was fun. We went to Brazil for the World Cup. But, yeah, no. Kevin Klein. Absolutely my
favorite.
This
is not
guy.
A question. Stop saying it absolutely. It makes it sound like such a
100%.
Lie.
Didn't we determine that people are lying the most when they say, oh, yes, 100%,
yeah, absolutely. 100%. I gotta tell you, I'll tell you the truth right now, followed by a big lie.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. John, you're monitoring. Have there been lies told so far?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Wait, so that means he's lying?
Absolutely. I think he's lying. All right, the questions are getting hot now.
Like my hot sauce.
How far?
Death by dwarf.
How far?
BradWilliamsComedy.com.
Brad, how far have you gone with a man? It's not always easy for little people to get women. Just kissing or mouth stuff and love or booty action?
It's a lot of questions. How far have I gone with a man? Well, there's famously a story in one of my stand-up acts where I get paintbrushed during a threesome called the Devil's Threesome, mm-hmm. where there was two men involved, and paintbrushed where
it grazes.
It grazed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it grazed the forehead area.
Forehead.
Yeah. Well, when he stood up and I stood up.
Oh, right. Because you're
yeah.
So
I'm kind of I'm short. I don't know if you know that about me.
Right.
Yeah, he kind of did like the scene from The Lion King where where Rafiki goes over the forehead and goes Simba. Like, yeah. That's essentially what happened.
Okay. Should look at John Grogan's face right now.
I can never feel the same about that movie.
John Grogan, you ever been involved in the Devil's Threesome yourself?
Never.
But would you?
Not with another dude.
Hey, man, it's almost Pride Month.
All right.
Come on. Relax. Hey, Brad is very inclusive.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Next question for Brad Williams. We're almost at the end of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give Allie and I credit for you finding the woman who is now your wife?
Yes.
But not publicly, you don't, because I don't hear you ever tell the story with us involved at all.
I give you credit, and when I'm doing the jokes, and I say I was on a very popular morning radio show. In
that was us? I think that was
San Francisco.
That's a lot. Machine's about to blow up now.
Kevin Klein Live.
Right.
Yeah, you might know him from his stints doing radio in San Diego, right? That happened?
Right, yep.
Oh, no.
Stop bringing that up.
Man, you went there.
Do you think your best friend Adam Ray is funny, or is his Dr. Phil thing a little hacky?
No, Adam's great. Adam's very funny.
See, he didn't say absolutely that time. So
it's
he probably
interesting
told
to
the
see
truth.
How Brad's voice changes.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, he's very funny.
No, all right. He's. I think it's weird when.
No, I love my hot sauce.
I think when I tell the truth, I try to make sure I don't have any voice inflection whatsoever.
No, Kevin Klein is my favorite.
Yeah. It's like when you ask someone, "Hey, did you like that gift I gave you?" And their voice goes 9 octaves higher.
Yeah, I love it.
You did the opposite. It goes lower.
It goes lower.
Brad's been answering a lot of these questions, so I'm going to let you know that you can see him in Anaheim. City National Grove of Anaheim, happening on July 18th, a Friday night show, a local show for Brad. He's an OC boy.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend you go and check him out there. He crushes always, but especially when he's doing the hometown shows.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question. This is the final one. This is
might
one
have
I'm,
to bring the lie detector this test. This is a fun bit.
Do you wish...
You're going to steal this?
Yeah.
You've had a lot of success now as a dwarf comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish that you were normal sized? If you could be normal sized, do you wish that or do you not, knowing what you know now?
Knowing... No, I don't wish I was normal size.
You do not wish that.
No.
That's the title of your next tour.
Yeah, I'd have to write actual jokes then.
Right. Right.
This is a great life. I don't know if you know this.
I'm glad you bring that up because this is the last question. Do
okay.
you think your little person material is getting a little stale at this point? Should you venture into jokes not about your height?
Yes.
All right. When we come back.
Nothing if not self-aware.
John, were there more than a few lies told just then?
There's a couple.
Okay. Requests from the 818 to get you into your banger bus. Holiday weekend is finally here. Little heads will roll from Yeah Yeah Yeahs on KROQ. And then heads will roll as we get the results of the Lie Day Friday lie detector next on KROQ.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Banger Bus officially underway as we get you into Memorial Day weekend here on K-Rock. If you got songs you must hear on K-Rock, regardless if it's not stuff we play that often, please let us know what you want to hear and we'll try to get it on. Right now, Brad Williams is in the studio. We're about to get the results of his Lie Day Friday lie detector test. We're also streaming on YouTube. And I will give Brad another plug because he did answer all of the questions. He didn't refuse to answer any questions, so thank you in advance for that. You can go to Thousand Oaks, California.
Hey,
look at that.
My neck of the woods.
August 2nd, you can see Brad right there at the Fred Kavli Theater.
Yes, sir.
So go see Brad there, bradwilliamscomedy.com for tour dates, hot sauces, tickets, and merch, and so much more. And John Grogan is our lie detector guy in studio, about to read the results. He's at Lie Detector Guys and certifiedpolygraph.com. A lot of fun to have at any parties or potentially more Memorial Day barbecues, I would imagine. All right. By the way, during that entire song,
that's the lie detector stuff.
John has not cracked a smile. He has not laughed.
Were banger tracks, and he's not even doing a little shoulder shrug.
Nothing.
He loves music, don't you, John? Yeah.
I picture John as a grindcore metal kind of guy.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Do you have a genre of music, John?
70s rock.
Okay.
Cool.
Right. Big fan of ABBA.
Of mystery.
All right, get close to that mic. Here we go. We're going to find out. Brad, are you concerned at all as we read you the results of the lie detector test you just took?
I was concerned the moment he hooked that thing up to me. That is nerve-wracking. You can be assured a million times that there will be no bad questions or anything like that, but now you're at a lie detector test. You're scared out of your mind.
All right, whenever you're ready, John, let's take Brad through his answers and see just how honest he was.
When we asked him, have you ever taken advantage of your height? He said yes, and that was true.
Okay, that's the truth. He does take advantage of his height. He also told me he buys really cool, expensive sneakers in the child size.
I do.
He gets them for cheap.
Yes.
As opposed to the ones that I can't get in a normal size.
And that makes me jealous.
I know. It's frustrating.
Got a good shoe game.
Next question, John.
When we asked him, have you ever stolen a joke? He said yes, and that was true.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, it's good. You were being very honest.
Let me clarify again. It was my third time on stage. Johnny Sanchez, he did jokes about being short. I didn't know the rules of stand-up comedy yet. I have admitted this to Johnny. So I just didn't want you guys to be able to isolate that audio right
Matt,
there.
We're pulling
and
that audio.
And there, and Brad
Greer's
gone.
Brad steals jokes. Next question.
We call Brad Carles Mancia. That's what we call him. All right. Whenever you're ready for joke, question number three, excuse me.
When we asked him, why did you really leave our radio show in SF? For comedy or because Allie is an funny lesbo? He said for comedy. And that was a lie.
Come on!
I knew it!
God damn it!
So it's because Allie was an unfunny lesbo.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know she was lesbian at the time.
Okay. Right.
The unfunny
I thought
part
she was just unfunny.
Oh, yeah, that's just not funny.
I love for an unfunny straight lady. I didn't realize
okay.
that.
Yeah,
I thought, well, that's acceptable.
Well, it's complicated. There's complicated reasons he left.
All right, well, that doesn't seem that complicated,
no,
Allie.
It's a lot. Jam-packed question.
If you had been funnier, we'd be lighting the world on fire right now. It's just the two of us.
We'd all have a million followers.
Brad's out there with his $1 million, a million followers. We're sitting here slumming in radio land. Jesus Christ. All right, moving on.
When we asked him, do you actually like your hot sauce, or is it just a cash grab? He said he liked the hot sauce, and that was true.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I am shocked.
Mango, ginger, habanero. Let's
just
go. BradWilliamsComedy.com. Get your Death by Dwarf hot sauce. It's actually good. That's
Brad
no lie.
Just reacted in a way that someone does when they find out that they're not the father.
He was like,
no! Yeah.
Well, it's a business
guilty.
Venture. I don't want it going out in the radio like, no, it's just a cash grab. He hates this thing. You know.
All right. Next question for Brad Williams, who's in here right now, at Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
When we asked him, have you ever talked us about us to another morning show? He said yes, and that was true.
Yep. He really could have lied there, but chose not to.
Thank you for the honesty. So he talks bad things about Allie and I when he goes on other shows.
Of course.
That's good. Any exposure is good, I guess.
Yeah.
Moving on, John.
Just like a billboard.
When we asked him, do you agree that your little person material is getting a little old? He said yes, and that was true.
All right. I've been comedy 20 years, guys.
All right.
It's a lot.
I'm all out.
At least Brad agrees that the little person material is getting a little old.
I've had two albums. I've had four specials. That's 6 hours if I could take a bath in a thimble. That, you know, you just kind of get tired of it.
How many more albums can Brad fit into a baby stroller for the cover of?
Oh,
not that
you.
Many more, right? All right. Well, we all agree on that. Moving on.
When we asked him, which Kevin is your favorite at K-Rock? He said Klein, and that was a massive lie.
It's so frustrating, Brad.
Now he hates you, too.
There's a custodian here named Kevin Anderson.
Yeah,
and
I believe it.
Kevin.
I believe it. Well, that's so. Well, congratulations, Kevin Ryder. We're all thrilled to have you back, especially Brad.
I'm really happy. He's
favorite.
A great guy.
He is a great guy.
He's
my favorite Kevin, too.
Oh, God damn it, Allie.
I went to Brazil with that guy to watch the World Cup. It was awesome.
Right.
We partied with Will Ferrell together.
Cool.
It was great.
Yeah, that definitely. Come on, that kicks him up a few notches.
Brad and I went to Dim Sum one time together, so we got that going for us. All right, moving on.
When we asked him, how far have you gone with a man? Just kissing or mouth love and booty action? He admitted a devil's threesome, and that was true.
Wow, Brad.
Yeah.
True story.
I had a lot of times in my 20s, mm-hmm. You know?
Man,
yeah.
That was not with your current wife?
No.
Is she aware that you did this in the past?
Yes.
Because you actually met her on a threesome app, Thrinder.
Yeah, it was called
not
Thrinder
anymore,
at the time. I think it's Field.
Yeah, now it's called Field. Yeah.
But so you've always been open to sex with all kinds of people.
I mean, when you say it like that.
Getting back on the line of touch. Let's figure out this.
I'm open to people that say yes. Let me just say that. If you say yes, you got a shot.
I hear that, brother.
All right. That's right, Jake. All right, moving on. Only a few questions left now. Go ahead, John. Brad has been pretty truthful so far.
When we asked him, do you give us credit for finding your wife? He said yes, and that was true.
Oh!
Hey, all right, thanks, Brad.
So I go on other radio stations, I talk smack about you, but then I say, but I also met my wife there, so, you know, it all evens out.
I mean, we're responsible for Brad's wife, his daughter, we get all the credit for that.
Yeah, so it's like, yes, I had to be on a horrible morning show for a few months before I quit, but then I got to meet the love of my life, and, you know, and now we have a daughter together. So
and she also listened to the show and liked it.
Oh, yeah, she found
did.
You by listening to the show.
Yeah, so we have, you know, different tastes in terms of what's good and what's bad.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You don't have to say that again. We already picked up on that. All right, last few questions.
When we asked him, do you think your best friend, Adam Ray, is funny or is his Dr. Phil thing tacky? He said Adam is funny, and that was true.
Oh, wow.
He's great. Good friendship right there.
He's really talented.
I agree.
If you ever get a chance to see Dr. Phil live,
yeah,
you should absolutely go see it. I've been on a show. I got to be on an episode where Johnny Knoxville was also a guest on the Dr. Phil live show. And when I'm around Johnny Knoxville, it's really hard for me to convince people I'm not Wee Man from Jackass.
Yeah.
They're like, wow.
It's hard in general.
Well, but you're together.
You're together. It's a dwarf with Knoxville. He can't have more than one friend. Yeah. Also, the guy punched me in the nuts multiple times.
Good times.
Kind of his thing.
All right, last three questions.
When we asked him, do you wish you were normal sized? He said no, and that was a lie.
Oh, come on. Oh.
The dwarf community feels so betrayed.
Oh, yeah.
Just a small lie, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there are different parts of you that believe, you know, that
that's
going
to be fun
things.
When I go to the convention this summer.
We tried or we heard you. Don't worry, they're not listening. Was that it? Is that the last question? Oh, that was it. Oh, that's it. Oh, we didn't get to all this other stuff about incest. All right, great. All right, well, Brad, listen.
Did we have a whole thing about incest?
No, we didn't. That's for you, Alec.
Great.
Brad, thank you for making me your second and or third favorite Kevin here at K-Rock. It means a lot.
Top 10 for sure.
Thanks, dude.
Good.
Appreciate
it. We love you.
Yeah.
John, you're the best, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. You're a real bolt of electricity in the studio. The banger bus. Who needs the banger bus when you got John, right?
Yeah.
That's the real. The banger bus will continue next. Who knows what the next song will be? We'll do your ADD news. Brad, you want to stick for the news?
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. ADD news after this and more banger bus next. K Rock, we are Klein Alley Show in just a moment. We'll tell you to give us a call. Be caller 20-800-520-1067 and choose your mission. Brad, if you were to pick between My Chem at Dodger Stadium or Blink or Linkin Park or Incubus. A lot of choices. It's a mission. Should you choose to accept it? Nothing to do with the movie. Which one would you pick?
Those are all great bands. I would love to see Blink just because, you know, I mean, the amount of times I've been brought onto a morning zoo show and then someone plays All the Small Things.
Wish we had thought of that.
Yeah.
That would have been so funny.
We're slipping, Allie. We're really slipping.
Damn it.
Oh, man. It's too bad. All right, let's get to your news now. Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So the Diddy trial continues. This is going to be going on for a long time. And now we've reached the point in the case where Kid Cudi has taken the stand. This is, at one point, he was dating Diddy's ex, Cassie Ventura. And he's talking about some of the fallout that happened after Diddy found out that he was dating Cassie. And apparently what he did was when he found out that Kid Cudi was dating Cassie, he decided to go over to his house, break into his house, open all of the Christmas presents that he had got for his kids, and then put his dog and shut him in the bathroom.
Which is like Diddy.
That's so Grinch.
I know. Like, it's just like, I'm going to cause mayhem. Like, it's kind of the equivalent of
Mr. Diddy.
It's like the equivalent of keying someone's car. It's just such a douchey thing to do. You're like, why'd you unwrap? Now we gotta wrap these presents again.
Who in the jury can sit there and not have a reaction like Brad just did? Like the fact they have to sit there and just like take notes, stone faced.
Yeah.
Like, because that is a reaction. Brad's reaction is, oh, that is preposterously ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd be a horrible juror because that's what I would do. I'd be like, you gotta be kidding me.
He's just causing mischief.
Yeah, like doing punchlines the whole time.
So he also apparently bombed his Porsche, like firebombed Kid Cudi's Porsche. He had like opened the hood was cut open and they inserted a Molotov cocktail.
Oh my God.
And then after the firebombing, Kid Cudi was like, okay, enough is enough, let's settle this. And the rival rappers agreed to meet and settle their differences at the Soho House in West Hollywood.
Oh man.
what an LA ending.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk at Soho House.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't see this because as a dwarf back in my single days when I was dating other little people, I can never get mad at another dwarf for dating my ex because it was like, there's only like seven of us.
Right.
So it's, why did I choose seven? Why did I say seven? I swear I didn't do that on purpose.
We know.
Don't say seven.
We know. I just said any number.
Brad's whole appearance right here is just a paid promotion by that Snow White movie. We know it. We get it.
Yeah.
So in these uncertain times of inflation and tariffs and volatile stock markets, it's important that I help you save whatever money you can. And this is one thing that companies convince you to buy all the time that you do not need.
Hot sauce. Death by
hot dwarf. Sauce Death is a complete waste of your money. Yes. And comedy shows.
Right. Clearly.
No, it's the insurance. It's the, hey, do you want a warranty on this? Oh, mm-hmm. Hey, do you want trip protection? Or, hey, do you want a 2-year insurance policy on this product that you just bought? That is one of the biggest ways that companies can dupe you out of money, because those things, A, don't really matter. B, a lot of times if you file a claim, they drag you through the process that makes it not worth it, or they right. find a way for it to not be covered. And if you have a credit card that has some decent rewards on it, that stuff's probably covered anyway, like a rental car.
You know that you do have to do that thing, though, when they ask you, where you pretend you're pondering, like they go, and would you like the insurance on
and
the
you pretend to look at the thing, like, oh, what is that?
Tell me a little bit more. But in your head, you're going, I'm not paying anymore for this.
Yeah. I once bought a stereo from a unnamed company because they might be a sponsor of this network.
Right.
But they're like, it. Hey, you should get the insurance on this. These things have been breaking all the time. I'm like, so why am I buying
it?
Right.
That's insane. Well, and a lot of the electronics, too, they're like, all right, what's the... It'll be good for about 2 years with no problem. So we'll do the warranty for 2 years.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, so that's... Like, I shouldn't buy this product.
Yeah, I want the warranty for the second 2 years.
Right. That's when it's
going to
break.
Well, yes. Also, if you're going into a place to buy a toaster that's been marked down to $19.99, and then they're like, would you like the extended warranty? You're like, I just bought a toaster for $20. Clearly, I'm trying to, like, save money
and
here.
Even if it's, like, $4, you're like,
right.
No.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I only need it for one bath.
Yeah.
That's right, Jake.
I think one thing that sets animal...
mental health awareness. That,
yeah, that's true.
Thank you for pointing
guys,
that
get
out.
Checked out. Talk to someone if you need to.
Words hurt.
One thing that sets animals apart from us, well, some animals, is that they can see in the dark and we can't. And now scientists have caught up. They have created new infrared vision contact lenses that let you see in the dark even when your eyes are closed. Now, I don't see any information on like when these are going to be released and actually purchased by people, but it's pretty incredible that this technology already exists now. Like, if you go outside, it's not just the Ring doorbell footage that's going to catch something. You're going to be like, whoa, I can close my eyes and I can see all this happening.
That is awful, because I just think like to myself, like, great, now the people that break into your house can be like, all right, all the lights are off and you know the terrain and I don't. Doesn't matter.
Right.
I was thinking how bad it is that like my wife, when we have sex now, every light is off and she'll be like, that's
and
not
her eyes
helping.
Are closed. Yeah. I can still see you. My eyes.
Still know it's you. This is a problem.
All right, caller 20. Let's go ahead and make your dreams become a reality as we roll in the banger bus into your holiday weekend, get you into a show of your choosing. Brad Williams, you are the best, dude. We absolutely love when you come to hang with us.
Love you guys,
support
too.
Brad, all the dates, including the City National Grove at Anaheim. We're going to post all this on the socials so you can support the greatest, our friend, well, at least I thought our friend, Brad Williams, bradwilliamscomedy.com, and Death by Dwarf. Get a bottle today. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We roll out next on K-Rock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.